You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more.
Joins us in Chagra quickly, Desharnais. Does he slide in tonight, or do you think they wait till Wednesday?
I don't know. What's going on?
Well, I think they're just
injury or just need, like wanting to. Like,
I think they want to give him a look. I think they want to give him a look.
Yeah,
and you know that I think they want a little bit more of a physical presence too.
Well, and for people who watch him play down there, you know, they would say, because I think he dealt with a pretty good injury this year. He's only played 13 games.
Yeah, well, he got hurt in training camp. Remember in Edmonton?
Yeah,
with his hand.
Yeah, but he got the guy's 6'6", 215. Imagine him on a pairing with Nima Leinen. Imagine what that looks like, those two tall towers. So, yeah, I think if you got a guy that's playing well and pushing and showing like he can play some D and you have a need for some reason, then, yeah, I don't think it ever hurts to get a guy in. What a great story if he does play seventh-round pick, 183rd overall. That's deep in the draft. To get any games is something. So hopefully he gets an opportunity, and I'm very curious to see. I know they're high on him. I know they like him. They like his style of play. I'm staring at his picture right now. He looks absolutely, he looks menacing. He's looking menacingly at me from his Hockey DB page. So at 6'6", you could use that physicality in your lineup, I would say.
Yeah, just his look and stuff, and I haven't really seen him play, but he reminds me of a guy named Martin Grenier, if you remember him. I think
He
was drafted by Arizona. Huge guy. And this guy carried around just a pot of protein. Like, he just pounded protein all the time. And he was so big. I'm like, oh, my God. But, I look at him, and I'm interested to see, like, what's the thought process here? Just get him up, give him some games. Do they think there's some legs to this moving forward? Like, you know, is it an internal solution they're looking for? And what's the solution they're looking for? Like, someone that can jump in and play in their top four? Like, I don't think that the bottom pairing is a problem. Maybe the mix on the bottom pairing, but I think you got to kind of get someone up higher to push someone down rather than have someone come in and try to push from the bottom.
Well, CeCe's not going anywhere. Barry has had a decent year. Evan Bouchard is the one on the right side who's been struggling a little bit. So, but, I mean, he should be in the lineup every single night. So, honestly, part of me wonders if, you know, they, as a seventh defense option, whether you're playing Nima Leinen 3 minutes a night or Desharnais 5 minutes a night or 7 minutes a night, maybe he's just an option to come in and be that seventh defenseman in a 11-7 configuration instead of Nima Leinen.
Right? Yeah,
it doesn't mean you got to completely bump one of the other guys out because they don't have a right shot guy that can come out.
No, and I 100% I agree with that, but I guess I'm like what is it looking towards the future? Like, I just don't know that this is
seeing what they got.
And to me, this isn't really changing anything right now.
Well, I know this. I will say this. I do know that two organizations were looking at Desharnais, and so. Just as not a main piece in a trade at all.
Sure.
But they get to see him in a few NHL games, right? And you're trying to make a deal, and here's a piece that adds to the deal.
Right.
Throwing that out there as a possibility. I do know and this is a guy who hadn't played, but there were some teams that were calling about him in the summertime.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, you know, you're not getting a massive return, and Edmonton's like, well, maybe you don't want to trade him. But as Stratty alluded to earlier, you know, Nima Leinen and Desharnais, one's a righty, one's a lefty. Other than that, there's not much difference. So,
well, maybe,
you know what?
Maybe it's also about the owners wanting to know, can we move other defensemen? What do we have in this
guy?
What does this guy look like? Maybe it's as much about the Oilers needing a book on him as it is about giving other teams the opportunity to develop more of a book on him. You know, maybe he's just earned it. So, let's just see how it plays out. Because that can backfire on you too, right? So teams are interested in him, so you call him up and ask him to do something he's never done before, and he pulls a Sam Marukov. Well, now what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's be honest, guys. Like, I don't know, like, Sam Marukov. that was really unfortunate for him. But that's one of the, you know, you're not going to have a worse 2 minutes of an NHL debut ever.
Right.
And look who the next two opponents are, guys. Mm-hmm. It's Anaheim and San Jose.
Right.
This might be the perfect time to get a guy in. You know, build some confidence, and you can protect him if you feel the need to protect.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they decide to do. I would imagine they don't throw him in tonight against, you know, in this game. This is an important one. They need, you know, they got to grab these points. They got to gain some ground on this team. This is pretty crucial. And the other points are crucial as well, but potential 4-point night here against the
Yeah, he's not, I don't think he plays tonight.
Yeah, right. So I think makes more sense one of the next couple of games here. And, you know, they have the back-to-backs coming up later in this trip as well. And so maybe it's an opportunity to play one guy one night and one guy the other night. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens here. Hey, Greg, by the way, you know what I never mentioned? Remember that time I came on your show and made fun of you for having too many buttons open in the dressing room?
Well, yeah, it's made fun. That was really, you know, and so I put my button on just for you at the end of the night.
If people remember, so Struds, you weren't there that day. You should have seen him. Like, he was right out of Saturday Night Fever. He comes into the locker room. He's got his collar outside of his suit coat collar. And you can almost see his belly button. Like, he's got three buttons undone.
Fat
hair hanging out, right? The chicken skin's just everywhere. And in the locker room, and so I called him on it on the show, and I couldn't help but notice that night he had her buttoned up almost to the top for post game.
I only buttoned it up for once, but now everybody was. It was funny because I walked into the media lounge and guys like Gregor, let me look at your shirt. I'm like, they're like, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm like, I know. So
yeah, that's to your face. They're being nice.
Never mind, just
people around the rink. It's your buddies and your coworkers here who are going to give you the painful truth. And that was an aggressive a number of buttons undone for a locker room scenario.
You know what, guys?
You're the only guy who noticed, like, buddy, you staring at me a little bit too much.
I'm the only guy that decided to say something to you. Other people were talking about it.
But I'm being honest, buddy. If I go back in my life, one thing I wish is I would unbutton more buttons on open shirts. Maybe not in a dressing room situation, but like when I went out, I always had it done up nearly to the top. I think back to Larry from Three's Company. He had that, he had it like comb and fluff up chest hair and his belly
button.
That's
why
hair.
I knew Rashog was fitting me because, as you know, Struddy, I keep it tight and trim. I don't have chest hair.
Yeah, so Struds, in the grand scheme of clothing regrets in your life, where on your list of 700 or 800 would that be?
No, this is one that I just wish, I think I would look cooler. Like just a little bit more down, you know, just probably like I'm talking two buttons down. So you have the top one you don't do up unless you have a tie, and then I'd have two more after that. So three, I guess, total.
So Jason Strudwick's clothing regrets list, number one, don't wear horrible clothes my whole life. Number two, undo more buttons.
Just the buttons. Just the buttons. That's where I stop.
Joined
by Ryan Rashog talking all things Oilers here. When you look at this lineup, and I, you know, it just feels like Jay is trying to find a mix that works for him. And like, what is it 5-on-5 plays looking for? I said earlier, I think he needs to find combinations is able to play in the offensive zone and hold the puck down low. But is that chemistry? Is that individual play? What do you see?
Yeah, good question. By the way, full disclosure, they're out of town, and I was fully engaged in some other stuff today. So did they run different combinations at practice today? Because I did not even have a chance to double-check and look.
But the Lions, keep in mind, I think they might go 11-7, but you had McLeod with Draisaitl and Hyman, right? The top line, Costin was, well, I don't even know if it's top line, but Costin with McDavid and Yamamoto. Then you had Nugent Hopkins at center, so looking for three centers tonight, and he was centering Fogel and Janmark, and then Puljujarvi was with Ryan and Holloway, which could lead me to believe, if they're going 11-7, it might be Puljujarvi coming out.
Could be. Yeah, it really could be. We could see that tonight based on, I'm just pulling up the lines here. Yeah, so three-headed monster down the middle, right? That's the fundamental shift here. McLeod up to the wing on the left, McDavid or Nugent Hopkins in the middle in the three spot. In previous games, they've loaded up Nugent Hopkins onto Draisaitl's other side there. So they basically, I'm not sure if they're not thrilled with McLeod's job at center, if it's more about wanting Nugent Hopkins there for matchup reasons. Fogel, Nugent Hopkins, and Janmark make some sense as a third line tonight. So I would say that overall they've probably felt a little better about their 5-on-5 play previous to the Colorado game and maybe view that as a bit of a blip. But that game wasn't close to even strength. Like, you know, you listen to what Woodcroft said post-game and it, you know, like respectfully, sometimes he just needs to push a narrative, and you can't go out there and say, yeah, we got dominated 5-on-5, because they did. I mean, they flat out did.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of made it sound like it was, two good teams, and would we have liked to have won? Yeah, but we were a post away. Well, they hit like five posts, and they dominated at even strength, and you could feel the ice shifted, in the Avalanche's favor for the whole night. So, I think they're hoping that was a one-off in terms of their five-on-five play slipping as bad as it did.
And the other thing about the practice lines today, Jay Woodcroft has a tendency at times to run lines in the morning that are going to be very different to the game. So I kind of even take his morning combinations a little bit with a grain of salt now.
And remember who he's coaching against tonight, right?
So yes, 100%.
Could you see a head fake? Could you maybe see something like that? I definitely could. So we will wait for the broadcast to start to see what lines actually look like, because we know he'll even run fake lines in warm-up if he's of the mind to. Which, that's taking it next level.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of coaches run it right through to past the warm-up.
That is commitment to the head.
That is. I don't remember ever kind of going through that.
I would say that's borderline overthinking it, but Woodcroft is a detail-oriented coach, and so when you're as detail-oriented as he is, sometimes that's going to be of great benefit to you. And we saw that with things like catching a lineup that was wrong. And other times it'll be like, you're probably overthinking that, right? So there's a good and bad that comes with being a coach who thinks it on the level that Woodcroft does.
Shogger, have yourself an enjoyable evening. We will see you tomorrow.
Look forward to it, boys. See ya.